Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning! Side effects of this show may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and 15 minutes or so.
One thing, I already got some jocularity.
We had to have some jocularity. Mm-hmm, I want to tell everybody we are live today. It's March 8th, and at this precise moment, we're live, so you can run the show. Give us a call at 516-418-5651. 516-418-5651. And tell us what's on your mind. Otherwise, you are going to be stuck with Gene and Mary talking for 15 minutes. And that's good. We do that every day anyway. We just don't have a topic.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the whole thing about us, though. We're so full of topics. We don't have one really decided on, but we're full of topics. I mean, technically.
Uh-huh.
I was doing some reading the other day or last night, and I wanted to do a show about bull ants. But I haven't really, because there's different kinds, and I haven't really looked at it yet. But I'll let you know. They sound interesting.
Say that again. A bowl of ants?
Bull ants. They're great big ones. Some of them get to be like millimeters long. Big giant ones. Those might be the kind people eat. I don't know, but I'm going to find out because they sound interesting.
People eat ants?
Well, sure. I mean, my grandma fed me chocolate-covered ants when I was a kid.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously, she fed you ants.
Well, yeah, and bumblebees and
Did you hear her seriously eat bumblebees?
Yeah. She was a fifth-grade teacher, and one of her students gave her a whole box full of chocolate-covered insects for a teacher gift, and she shared them with me because I was her favorite grandchild, or grandson at least.
That's really cool.
Chimps use like long sticks to put down in ant holes, you know, to get ants to come out, and then they eat them off, termites and ants.
Yeah, I knew that. And I know that a lot of cultures eat a lot of different kinds of insects and arachnids, you know, like scorpions and things of that nature.
Yeah. Well, I guess grasshoppers, a lot of people eat grasshoppers, but you have to take the
probably those
legs
big lobbers.
Yeah, the great big ones, man. Those things are like chomp. Those are bigger than a Cheeto.
Yeah, they're crunchy too.
Well, I don't know. I'm not really probably going to
eat
one.
Well, I've never eaten one. I've touched one.
Yeah.
And I've seen them dead on the ground, so I've, you know, touch them and, you know, they're crunchy feeling.
Well, yeah, I've not eaten one either, so I'm going with assumption as well. Well, I know I used to use them for fishing when I was a little kid. I'd take a grasshopper and put it on the hook and throw it in the water and catch a fish. So.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
My father always believed in the worms.
The worms.
Yeah.
Like particular ones or?
Oh, I think they were called red wigglers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, red worms. yeah, people use those for fishing, that's for sure. When I was a little kid, my dad taught me to get these big, giant night crawlers. You'd go out at night when it was raining, and they're laying outside on the lawn or on the grass, on the dirt, like laying out, stretched, trying to stay dry. And you shine the light on them, you grab them quick because they'll suck back down in their hole if you don't. And then those are big ones. And then we'd go fish.
Oh, yeah, big and fat. As a girl, I was never fond of. I'm still not very fond of squiggly things.
No, I can deal with them, but they're not really my thing either. I think that's one of the things I got away from fishing is as I stopped going fishing. Like, they didn't want to touch the fish. When my kids were little, we differentiated between fishing and catching. Well, we'd go fishing, you know, where we'd get out in the sun and put a piece of hot dog on the end of the hook and, you know, take a picnic and enjoy ourselves and hopefully didn't catch any fish.
My dad used to do that. I swear, I think he went sometimes without even a hook on his line.
Yeah.
He went fishing a lot of times just to get away. I mean, there were 8 children in the house. So can't really blame him for wanting to get away.
Wow. Yeah. He definitely wasn't thinking about I couldn't even hardly imagine. I was the oldest with 2 little sisters, and that was a crowd to me. But you had a lot of people in your house growing up.
Yeah, I had a 4-bedroom house, 10 people in it at one time. Now, there was a very short time because the oldest brother, very shortly after we moved into that small house, we had a bigger house that we had to move. And my oldest brother moved. Well, no, he didn't move. He went to Vietnam. And within a few months, maybe 6 months after that, my older sister moved into an apartment with some other young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So there were only 6 in this house on a full-time basis.
Wow.
But it was still very small. And it's interesting. The last time that my mom had a birthday party there were close to 50 of us there. We usually when we'd have a big gathering, we'd go outside, always go outside because it's just easier. But I remember sitting down because her birthday was in February, same birthday as yours, February 17th. And it's kind of cold sometimes, some years. And I can remember we've got pictures of the family, the ones that weren't around the fire outdoors were sitting around the house in the living room. And we had all these chairs and stools that we brought from all over so that more people could sit. There were like 20 or 30 people in her one living room. And people wonder why the floor was caving in, you know?
No. Oh, man. Well, when I was a little kid,
give our number out in case somebody's listening again and doesn't have our number. It's 516-418-5651. Give us a call. You've got quite a few minutes still. You can join us and be a part of the show. You can steer set the tone of the show. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, and if you want to, you could talk about the word of the day if you call us. I was just
Do we have a word of the day?
Well, yeah, I think we should have one I was thinking about. Just as you were inviting folks to call us, let's make the word of the day participate.
Yeah.
Then if anybody would like to call and participate in the show, you're certainly welcome to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like participating sometimes, and sometimes I don't. Usually I like to participate in things I enjoy, and I don't like to participate in things I don't enjoy.
Well, that makes
or things
absolute
I don't like.
Sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why would you – I mean, I guess we do participate in things that may not be fun.
Mm-hmm. We talked last week
about making things fun and like cleaning the toilet. And you had some great ways you used to clean toilets that are not practical for the home use. But I don't know if I told you or not, or on the show, I don't think I told anybody. I came up with a way to make cleaning the toilets fun.
Okay, do tell.
Anybody who knows me knows that I love editing. I'm an editor at heart. My mom said that I used to edit cereal boxes when I was a kid. I'd get my crayon out and I'd go to the cereal box and correct their grammar. So I decided one day that if I wanted to make housekeeping fun, why not consider it that I'm editing the house? Because it's the same thing. When you edit a document, you clean it up. You remove commas, put them somewhere else. You change a paragraph or a word to make it make more sense or to make it flow better. So that's what I'm doing now in my house. I'm editing my home.
Nice. I like it. I mean, it's creating. Yeah, you have a vision that you'd like to see as opposed to what is there. And so you're creating it.
Exactly. And I love creating stuff. So I could always see it as an art project in the making or in progress.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why some people love interior decorating. It's kind of it's a process of keeping your house clean and neat and keeping the flow.
Yeah. I mean, comfortable, like the way you want it.
Right.
Well, I tell you, though, it truly is one person's cleanliness is another person's not-so-cleanliness. I've learned that in my life. There are things that people want cleaner than I really think is necessary for me, and then vice versa. There's things I want a lot cleaner than other people might think, you know, is clean enough for them. So it is all relative.
Exactly.
My grandma used to have a little thing in her bathroom hanging on the wall that said, cleanliness is next to godliness. And I always thought that was true and good and everything. But the problem is that the thing hanging there had this smelly good stuff in it that was so strong. I always had such a it was hard to go in the bathroom at all. No matter how it was so clean, it smelled so strong.
That's a little over the top as far as I'm concerned. I want my house to be clean, and I want it to be uncluttered.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to do other things. So I think my biggest problem is I once read a poem, and I read it probably about the time that my first child was born. And I don't remember all of the poem, but it was talking about cobwebs and dirty dishes and vacuuming and all these things. And basically it said, all of that can wait. I'm rocking my baby.
That's awesome.
Which I think it is awesome. You know, you have to prioritize what's the most important thing today.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You know, and I guess that brings to mind, too, I mean, just maybe considering doing things different. I was just, for some reason, I was just thinking about ants and cleaning the house. And this place I used to work, their pest control method was to use a vacuum cleaner and suck the ants up instead of using a poison. And that just got me thinking about ants again. And I'm thinking maybe we ought to do a show about bull ants again someday. I think we should. So I just thought I'd throw
maybe
that in there.
We'll
I know
do a
we're...
show about them tomorrow. Why don't we plan that?
Well, maybe I might have to look it up. Well, you're good at looking stuff up fast. So yeah, let's.
I'm a researching fool sometimes.
A guru, it's amazing. All right.
Well, you know what time it is, Gene.
Well, I do, and I'm thinking it's time to get out of here now. This is usually what I want to tell everybody, that I'm really glad you took a break with us here. We were here every weekday at noon Eastern. Please check us out online at beunique.org. Check out all of our shows at beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Everybody loves Gene's toots. Bye, everybody.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.